Howdy do, buckaroos. Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations podcast. It is Wednesday, the 20th of May, 2020. I am your host, Kelly Gamont. With me today, I have John Martellaro. Hi, John.
Hi, Kelly. Good morning.
Glad to have you with me. Also with me today, I have Dave Hamilton. Hi, Dave.
Hey, Kelly. Thanks for having me.
Now, today we're going to talk a little bit about monitor math. I had been led to believe when I took this gig there would be no math, but here we are.
Sorry.
We'll talk later. What we actually want to talk about is, John, you had some information about displays and sizes and things in particle debris on Friday.
Yeah, I started off with a discussion about how a big display can really help when you're working at home. Mm-hmm. And then there was also a very interesting review at 9to5Mac about a 49-inch Dell UltraSharp, which is kind of overkill for a big display, but it was kind of fun. And then that launched a discussion, and then that led to Dave and I getting into some monitor math and some other issues that are really kind of interesting.
I just heard you say too big display, and somewhere I can hear John Keat hollering at us right now that is incorrect. So I just need to put that on the record. John, we know.
There ain't no such thing as a too big display, like 10 staffel.
Okay. I believe this would be one of those, I understand all the words in that sentence, but I don't understand that sentence situations. So Dave, you've got some basic info to kind of help us have this conversation and talk about what exactly we're talking about when we talk about displays.
So I would agree that is a too big display because of its size versus its resolution. And so to distill that down and explain why I might feel that way, what I think we need to answer is what is the optimal size in inches for us to have an 8K monitor at our desks? And I will give you the answer, and then we will talk about why. And the answer is somewhere between 40 inches and 55 inches, as long as the display is 8K. Now, why do I say that? Well, I say it because Apple has trained us to use a word called retina. The rest of the industry does not use retina, but Apple does, and that's fine. And what retina means in our Apple world is a pixel density, pixels per inch, that is high enough such that our eyes don't see the pixels. And this can vary. On the low end, it's about 150, 160 pixels per inch. On the very high end, you know, when you get into some of the iPhones and iPads, it's over 400 pixels per inch. And it depends on how close you would traditionally be keeping the screen from your eyes, right?
Yeah, that's the key, Dave. Right. We sit a little further away from our display on a computer than we do from our phone.
That's right.
Generally, yes.
That's right.
Yeah. Generally around 20 to 24 inches. And we don't hold the phone at arm's length, but our display is at arm's length. Mm-hmm. So that's a key factor.
Right. So, the way I got to this with an 8K display is by looking at what Apple does with its what they call 5K display. Now, when we talk about K with displays, we're talking about the width. How many thousands of pixels is there across horizontally on the screen? And 4K is about 4,000. It's not quite 4,000. 8K, I think 8K is just shy of 8,000. 5K and 6K in Apple's world are actually a little more than 5,000 and 6,000, but that's how that works. To confuse some things, and I apologize, 1080p and 720p actually measure the height, not the width. So a 1080p screen is actually like a 2K screen.
So 1920.
In Apple's world, a 5K 27-inch screen has a 219 pixels per inch. When you buy a non-Apple, you know, off-the-shelf 4K display, sometimes called a UHD display, because they don't call, the rest of the world doesn't call it red, that at 27 inches is going to be 163 pixels per inch. And based on what most people like, there is not much difference, perceptible difference, between a 5K display at 27 inches and a 4K display at 27 inches. Most people would consider a 4K 27-inch display to be, quote-unquote, retina. Apple would not say this, but I would, and lots of other people would. Your mileage may vary, but probably not. So that is 163 pixels per inch. So we've got Apple's 5K display at 219. I think their 6K display is right about there as well. And then you've got a 4K display at 163. So using those numbers, the range of 160 to 220, that tells me the optimal pixel density for an 8K screen. And if we look at a 40-inch 8K screen, that's 220. Okay, great, we're there. But we can go all the way up to 55 inches and get to 160 and probably still be in great shape. So if you're thinking about, when do I get an 8K screen for my desk? It's when you can find one that's somewhere between 40 and 55 inches. And those aren't all that popular right now because most 8K screens are massive for your living room. But the day will come. The
problem there, Dave, is squeezing 8K display into a 40-inch display, which is technically difficult. And so you won't find too many 8K displays smaller than about 50 or 55 inches.
Why is that a truth? Apple has, I mean, we're talking about, if we're saying a 40-inch display, it is literally exactly the same pixel density as Apple's 5K and 6K screens. Why can't we make a 40-inch version of Apple's 27-inch screen? There's no more squeezing to be done. It's the same amount of squeezing. Same pixel density, same amount of squeezing.
Well, it has to do with how close you have to sit to take advantage of 8K.
No, it doesn't, because we're talking about the same pixel density as the 5K IMAX screen. So same distance from the screen. Exactly.
But it's way more screen, though, right?
It's more screen, but a lot of us have two screens on our desk, so that's more screen. And I'm not sitting any further away because I have a second screen. So I think it's that there has not yet been demand for an 8K screen at our desks. You know, let's zoom out.
Monitor, that's, right? That's, an 8K monitor, not an 8K television, because those are different
correct.
Things.
And I think really what we need to look at is looking at it from the other angle, no pun intended. And that's no one thinks about, I want a 5K. I mean, Apple's trained us to say, I want a 5K screen, which is why I started the conversation that way. But really what you want is a 27-inch screen. Right. Like that's what you're thinking about. Like, I want it to look good. So great. It's retina. Awesome. Right. Mm-hmm. Great. All retina means is high pixel density. Remember? Right. So a 27-inch screen. How many people are saying I want a 40-inch screen at my desk? Now, there might be enough.
See, I think
that makes sense.
I think this falls into a weird canyon where there's computer displays, like computer monitors. Right. Something hooked up to a computer on one side of the canyon. And on the other side of the canyon is televisions. So nobody's buying a 40-inch television because it's way too small compared to what you can get. Right. You can get, a TV with measurements that are more than a Kelly diagonally. Like, it's common. So,
sure.
You know, so there's 65, 70, 75, 90-inch televisions. And so everybody looks at a 40-inch. Like, if there were a 40-inch option available, people would sort of turn up their nose at it. So,
well, but that, to be fair, when was the last time you saw anyone market a 27-inch 4K display? And the answer is probably you probably never realized you were being marketed a 7-inch 4K display, because that doesn't make sense for your living room. However,
well,
I have
television,
one right in front of me.
Yes, that's the thing, on the other side, people are going, like, I want a 27-inch screen. That seems to be kind of a standard thing if you're looking for something slightly larger than what you have or whatever. So, you know, you're looking at like a 24 to 27-inch screen, and so, you know, when you think of 40, like, that's way too big. So that's part of, like, I feel like that's why this isn't happening, is because the TV people look at it and go, that number is too small. And the monitor people look at it and go, that number is too big.
That's what I was trying to say. Exactly right, Kelly. Yeah.
It depends on what you're putting on the screen, 100% from where I'm sitting. Which is an optimal distance from a 24-inch display, by the way.
And plus, an 8K display is going to run you around $3,000, $4,000, and nobody's going to spend that much money on a computer display.
Because making a computer monitor that big, I think this is, Dave, where the argument was coming from. Making a computer monitor that big is going to be expensive. Making a TV that small is going to be pointless because nobody wants one.
It's pointless. Yeah. Like, but this does lead us into the sort of the question that catalyzed this conversation, which was about that screen that the Dell UltraSharp 49, right? Mm. That pixel density on that screen is, I think, less than 100 pixels per inch. I mean, it's nowhere near what anyone would call a Retina screen. So the question is, when is someone going to build? Because the problem with an 8K display, if 40 inches is fine. I mean, this screen is 49 inches across, but it's not, you know, it's not a widescreen aspect ratio. It's way widescreen, right? It's much wider than it is tall.
Oh, yeah.
At our desks, that's what we want, right? We want, and that multiple monitors makes a lot of sense for people because you can expand it horizontally with a vertical height where you would do if you got like a true 8K screen. So the question becomes, when is someone going to make this Dell UltraSharp style screen in that aspect ratio with a pixel density that allows us to call it Retina?
Well, the Apple, the UltraSharp is $1,500 on Amazon.
Okay.
If you make a Retina, you have to ask the engineers how much are we going to have to charge for it.
Yeah, you're probably at $3,000. No, probably, I think you're right.
Yeah. Right. I mean, that's the rest of it. So let me ask one more Apple display related question. Because this is the thing that I see described a lot, and that is an IPS display. So, you know, like here's a Dell machine, here's a Dell monitor that's IPS, and now I'm surprising you guys right here in the middle of the show.
It depends on whether it's curved or not. Vertical alignment lends itself better to a curved display, which is why my Hewlett Packard 34 inches vertical alignment. IPS doesn't work so well when it's curved.
So IPS, to answer your question, Kelly, John, please correct me if I'm wrong, but I wanted to answer it before we got too deep there.
Yes, please.
Is a type of LCD technology. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yes. Just wanted to make sure we got that out.
In-plane switching.
Got it. There you go.
It is what the display used to be in like the Thunderbolt monitor back in the day.
It's the highest level of technology for an LCD display.
Yeah, but in the olden days,
but you won't find any curved IPSs.
In the olden days, this was when you could buy a display from Apple that didn't have a computer strapped to the back. It was an IPS display. So like they're very nice, and I see them, like I see Dell monitors and HP monitors because I've sort of casually been looking at new monitors lately, which is part of why I wanted to have this conversation. I've seen some of them that say they are an IPS display. And so I was wondering what that meant, because that's sort of another piece of description that you see, because, you know, the description on Amazon, if you're looking at monitors, is always like 4 or 5 lines long, you know, because it has to include UHD and, you know, if it's 1080p or not. And is it, you know, 16:9 or 16:10 or whatever? And is it 4K or 5K or, you know, all these things? So there's a whole lot of information that comes into that.
Apple 6K display, and I call it that for a reason, because we should state the price as well as the size. but Apple 6K squared display, we'll call it, is a 32-inch IPS LCD.
Okay.
So yes, you know, that is your... They are still doing that and making displays with the very best technology that's available for LCD. Yeah.
Okay. And this is the screen what you hook up to a Mac Pro monitor? Is that the one we're talking about?
Well, the screen you might want to hook up to a Mac Pro. Yeah. I mean, if you have money left after you bought the Mac Pro, then you get this screen.
If you skip the wheels, you can put that money toward the monitor, toward this monitor. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, I mean, you'd still have to pay somebody to hold it up, because you definitely don't have enough left for the stand.
That's true.
But you know, you get yourself an screen, intern or whatever. Yeah. It could work out. Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
That screen is an IPS display as well. Okay. That was what I wanted to find out about. And it's a particular flavor of LCD, right, John? LED?
Yes.
LCD?
Yeah. Okay. LCD.
LCD. Okay.
LED.
There is
LED backlit.
There is one more thing to make sure we don't miss here, and I'm sure someone's banging on their, I was going to say their steering wheel. Do we still drive anymore? I don't know. But somebody's banging on something, and that is bandwidth. You know, we talk about wanting to drive an 8K display. We need to be able to get the data to the 8K display to show 8K worth of data at like something respectable, like 60 Hertz. Mm-hmm. And that's a lot of data. Can Thunderbolt 3 can do it. And we decided the other day that DisplayPort 2 would be able to do it, but not DisplayPort 1 point, whatever we're at right now. Right, John?
I think you're right.
Okay. Yeah. It's a lot of data, and it's worth, you know, you got to think about that. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. This isn't one of those opportunities where you can just get a bigger screen and get along for a while. In this particular case,
right.
You would have to add an external graphics card or external GPU. You would have to add something extra in order to continue to push that if you're using a slightly older machine. So at that point, you know, maybe it's worth investigating a new computer or, you know, first or,
yeah,
or at least okay, so, go in knowing that the monitor that you're looking at is going to have, you know, that you need, what kind of throughput you need in order for that monitor to actually work for you.
DisplayPort 1.4, near as I can tell, will support an 8K screen at 60 Hertz.
Okay.
1.4. I don't know of any devices that I can connect to my Mac that would do that yet. But maybe, like, I feel like if somebody makes one, CalDigit does. But that's
correct.
That's sort of their shtick, right?
Right.
They really do make those, you know, those Thunderbolt to multiple displays, or like if you have a display that you need to connect to Thunderbolt, that talk with them. Like if you're having a problem and it's not just working, they know what they're doing, because they make docks that'll do dual 4K displays, which would I think mean to me that an 8K display would work, because dual 4K, you know, right. Just doing the math. Yeah. So
again, so I was anyway. Told there would be no math.
Yeah, I'm sorry. So
we've had
I don't see one on their website, but they definitely have dual 4K. They've got it over HDMI. I wonder if they have it over DisplayPort. But anyway, there's, you know, it gets interesting. So
yeah. And I will say, personally, when I last did a round of I should really look at getting an external monitor. I did this dance a few years ago, and I looked at a 24-inch and a 27-inch, and honestly, the 27-inch seemed like, given the amount of desk I have, 27 inches seemed like way too much monitor to sit on my desk. I know it doesn't seem like that much more, but it seemed like a lot more. And so yeah. I have a 24-inch monitor, and I'm totally happy with it. The reason I'm casually looking for another monitor is a whole other set of circumstances that don't have anything to do with the quality of the screen that I have. I'm juggling two computers. I don't need one computer and two screens. I have two computers, and I'd like to have two screens, so I have one each.
Right.
It makes more sense that way. So that's the situation I'm in. If anybody has any tips on how to do that, if you want to, you know, two laptops and a single monitor is where I'm at right now. So if you have tips on how to do that, observations at MacObserver.com is where to send me all of that information.
I haven't used them, but there are KVM switches that work that way. And they've come up on Mac Geek Gab a couple of times over the years, but I don't have a specific one to recommend.
Well, what you can do is plug one into the display and one into the HDMI port, and then just switch on the computer, on the display, switch inputs.
Well, that's what I've been doing. And I've been using Synergy to swap to run both computers with one keyboard and one mouse, which has been fine. But it would be easier if it were more convenient to switch between them by just looking at the other monitor. So
yeah,
I'm trying to figure out how to make that work. So if you know how, like I said, observations at MacObserver.com, TMO Daily on Twitter, you can leave comments in the show notes. This is generally the kind of thing I have one of you on to talk to me about, because I want to ask a bunch of questions about it. So let me just ask, now that I've told the world about my spectacular desk setup, Dave, what is your current display, and is something like an 8K monitor something that you think might be on the horizon for you? And John, you're about to get the same question.
So I have, in my main two workspaces, which would be here in the office, which is where I'm recording this particular show, and then up in the studio where I generally record every other show, I have 5K IMAX screens. And next to each of them, I have a 27-inch 4K/UHD screen. UHD is essentially, when you say 4K UHD, you mean that it's, you know, 4K at mm-hmm. a resolution that might get tight enough. Yeah. And so in the studio, I have a Monoprice screen. They don't make the exact one that I have anymore, but it's a 27-inch Monoprice screen mm-hmm. that does 4K UHD at 60 hertz and looks great. You know, Monoprice does a really good job sourcing like the right parts so that they mm-hmm. can make it look good, and then they build a shell around it. So that's what I have there. And here I have a similar 27, but slightly nicer glass, a 27-inch ViewSonic screen. It's the VP2768 mm-hmm. 4K down here in the office, also connected. Okay. I think it's currently connected DisplayPort.
Well, since they're both IMAX, you're not probably looking at upgrading displays, because that would include upgrading half your screens.
Yeah, you'd have to replace the computer or something. Yes. Yeah, no, I would want a wider display and not an 8K, you know, taller and wider display. Okay. The height that I have of my 27 mm-hmm. inch screens is exactly the height that I want. It's tall enough that I can fit windows. But if I could get like the screen that we were talking about, that 49 inch screen, I would move my iMac off to one side and have that for, you know, extra things, and then mm-hmm. have a nice big, you know, arced screen in front of me. But I'm too spoiled. I need Retina or whatever we want to call that. Yeah. So, yeah.
iMac display. John, right. I know you have a curved, well, I think you have a curved display now, right? Are you looking to upgrade to one of these monsters?
No, I have a Hewlett-Packard Z34C, which is the ancestor of the HP 34 Envy. It's currently selling for about $649 on Amazon. It's a 3.4K display. And the distance I sit from it, I cannot see the pixels.
Got it.
Okay.
So I'm happy with it. I couldn't use a 27-inch display anymore. Overlapping windows would kill me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's basically where I'm at.
And that's
it.
You just use the one display, John?
I have one 34-inch display on my Mac Pro. Yeah.
Got it.
Yep. And no windows are touching. Sense. We know that too.
Yep.
They can
touch, but they can't kiss.
And that's weird. I guess we have to stop now. So that's good night, everybody. That's going to do it for us. Thank you, John, for coming by.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
John sounded confused by that. Dave, thanks so much for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
I'm really glad we were able to break down some of this, because like I feel like I know a lot more about monitors. And if I do end up continuing to shop for monitors, then I will have much better information. And most of that is I really don't need an 8K screen. So I feel good about that. I think you may have inadvertently saved my house a bunch of money, and I'm pretty glad about it. So I am your host, Kelly Gamont. I will talk to all of you tomorrow. In the meantime, be excellent to each other, and let's be careful out there.